If you spend more energy on how others perceive you, and if that's more important to you than how you perceive yourself, that's going to lead to a life of misery and a bank account with not much in it. It's just how it is.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things personal finance, sharing tips, tricks, and different strategies to not only get your money working for you harder, but also smarter, because we know it's not what you make, but what you keep. And what we keep is what we can create the life of our dreams with, right? We can create that financial freedom, that time freedom to spend the time with the people that we want to spend it with, when we want to spend it, and where we want to spend it. And today I want to talk about a couple of things that I feel are important to avoid in order to achieve that type of life. And these are things you want to avoid that if you do live this way, if you do not avoid them, it'll be a life filled with misery, and quite frankly, just a life of being poor. And that's not just poor from a financial sense. Obviously, it includes that because that's what this show is about. But being poor of passion, poor of purpose. And to me, that's even more powerful than financial aspect, right? Obviously, we need finance. We need a certain amount of money to just be able to live a comfortable life. But to really feel fulfilled, you need purpose. You need passion. But before I get in what these items are, I just want to give a shout out here. As you all know, how we get in front of more eyes and ears is one, by you sharing the podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, sharing it to others that you know can get value as well. Another way is to leave a rating or review either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or smashing that like button and subscribing on YouTube. But I just want to give a shout out to someone who recently left a review on Apple Podcasts. The review is done by Derek, so DYoung1087. Great information on not only multifamily real estate investing, but on financial metrics that matter for anyone's business. This podcast should be on any investor's playlist. Derek, thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. And guys and ladies, if you really could take the time just to leave a rating review, it goes such a long way. It helps with the algorithms that get in front of more ears and eyes so we can help more people out there get the information that they need. This stuff, as we all know, it's not taught in school. And luckily, we have platforms like this where we can share it. So if you have the time, please leave a rating and review, and also share it with people that you think could get help as well. All right, let's jump in today's episode. So as you can tell by the title, it's the steps to avoid not live a life filled with misery and not a life that is poor. I got this from a speech Charlie Munger had to college students. And for those of you that might not be familiar with Charlie Munger, he's the right hand of Warren Buffett. And if you're not familiar with Warren Buffett, I'm quite surprised how you made your way to this podcast, because we all know when it comes to investing, it's kind of the godfather, right? So anyways, Charlie Munger's his right-hand man. Some say even kind of the brains of the operation. And anyways, in this speech, he talked about these four things. If you do this, you will live a life filled with misery. So it's things you want to avoid. And the first is be unreliable. And so not keeping the promises you make to others, and also not keeping the promises you make to yourself. Both of those will lead to a life filled with misery. Because one, obviously, if you're not keeping the promises you make to others, they're not going to trust you. They're not going to want to do business with you, not going to want to be friends with you. And then if you don't keep the promises you make to yourself, then you're not going to have that self-confidence. It's going to lead to a life of misery. Number two, learning everything you possibly can from your own personal experience and not from others' mistakes and successes. And admittedly, it took me a while to learn this one, right? I thought I could just teach myself. I need to do everything on my own. I need to learn everything from scratch. I felt that it was a weakness to learn from others. I felt like if I'm going to make anything of myself out of this life, I need to put in the work and learn everything firsthand. And that's just the furthest thing from the truth. I talk about this a lot. You should be emulating the individual who you want to become. And the easiest way to do that is to search for someone who's living the life you want to live. And hopefully you can get into contact with them and learn directly from them. And if not, hopefully they have enough information and content out there that you can learn from them from afar. but I wish I knew this one earlier. Having a mentor and learning from others' mistakes will just project you so much further. And it's not a cheat code. You're not cheating. That's what all great and successful people do. To me, it's dumb not to do it. You're doing yourself a disservice. And quite frankly, you're doing your family and humanity a disservice. Number three, to go down and stay down when you meet adversity in life. This is so true. Life is filled with adversity. It's never going to be perfect. That just won't happen. There's going to be obstacles in life. We've probably all hit them already, and there'll be more in the future. And so if you meet one, knocks you down, and you stay down, that's guaranteed to give you a life of misery and definitely a life that's not rich. Number four, to be bent on misery and resentment. And obviously this kind of self-explanatory that if you're bent on misery, you're probably going to lead a life of misery, right? And same with resentment. If you focus on that energy, it's going to bring that energy to your life. I'm sure we all can look back at a time where we were resentful and there was misery, and all it did was just foster more misery and resentment. So the point is, do not seek vengeance. Do not seek resentment. Seek just moving forward. And I promise you, it'll bring more happiness in your life. So kind of just looking back at those four things. So you don't want to be unreliable. You want to be reliable. You don't want to just learn things from your own experience. You want to learn things, both success and mistakes, from others. Three, when you get knocked down, get back up and fight through it. Do not stay down. And four, don't be resentful. Be a positive individual that wants to bring value and purpose to others. So those are the four that Charlie spoke on. And I just wanted to do my own investing twist. If you do these things, in my opinion, you will live a life of financial misery and obviously poor. You will just be a poor person, both financially and emotionally. And so the first is get rich quick. This is not going to lead to a life of purpose, of passion, and or fulfillment. It just won't. Has it worked in the past? Sure, people have gotten rich quick, but that's not going to give you that purpose, that fulfillment. And usually as quick as it comes is as quick as it leaves. Lifestyle creep, the type of person that, oh, I got a pay increase. Oh, let's get the newest car. Oh, let's upgrade our housing. Oh, let's go buy some luxury items. That will lead to a life of misery, unfulfillment, no purpose, and obviously a broke person, an empty bank account. That's what that will lead to. And this third one is kind of in the same vein, and that is care more about what others perceive you than how you perceive yourself. If you spend more energy on how others perceive you, you spend more time on that, and if that's more important to you than how you perceive yourself, that's going to lead to a life of misery and a bank account with not much in it. It's just how it is. It's the old two guys show up to the grocery store. One gets out of a beat up pickup truck, has holes in his jeans, ripped up t-shirt, and the other pulls up in a brand new 5 Series BMW. He's got a Rolex on with some designer clothes. You look at their net worth, the one in that beat up pickup truck, 20 million. The guy in the brand new Beamer with a Rolex, 50 grand if he's lucky. It's just, you shouldn't worry about how others perceive you. You should worry about how you perceive yourself. And that goes also to what Charlie Munger had said about being unreliable, in the vein of going to keep the promises you make to yourself. And so that's how you're going to perceive yourself. If you're not keeping the promises you make to yourself, you're not going to be perceiving yourself very well. And that tends to lead you to care more about how others perceive you. Next, paying for today's bills with tomorrow's paycheck. This is one of the worst things to do. I've been guilty of it early on in my career. Maybe you got a deal you're about to land. I don't know. Maybe you're in sales and you have an account that you're picking up that you're about to close some deal on with them. Maybe you close on some real estate deal that's going to pay you an acquisition fee or finder's fee. And so you go buy some, banking on that money coming in. Well, then the deal blows up. That money's not coming in anymore. You could be in a lot of trouble. Maybe you have enough money to still pay for it, but it blows up kind of what you wanted to do from an investing sense, dwindles your savings. That's just not how you want to live. Do not allocate money till you have it. Next, emotional and irrational decisions. We've seen a lot of that over the last few years, especially when it comes to FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. People seeing other people successful, maybe they're buying their first real estate deal. So you're like, I got to get in. I got to be doing this. So you make an emotional decision. You don't stick to your metrics, to your criteria, and you just buy because it's an emotional, irrational decision. And that will hurt you in the long run, time and time again. Next, instant gratification. I say this at the end of every episode. Instant gratification will ruin you financially. You need to delay that gratification. That's not to say that you shouldn't reward yourself every now and then, but it goes with that lifestyle creep. you can't just continually reward yourself when you make a gain here and there. You got to delay that gratification. Let your investments build over time. You let your financial position, your net worth build over time, and then really reward yourself further on in the journey. Following the pack. Following the pack can get you a decent life, but if you want to achieve something great, something big, and really achieve those financial goals, you cannot follow the pack. You've got to be the outlier. If you think of some of the most successful people in the world, they didn't follow the pack. They went on their own. So don't follow the pack. And lastly, always looking at every situation and how it can benefit you. That will not get you anywhere. It might get you somewhere in the short term, but not in the long term. It's about how you can provide value for others. The law of reciprocity. You got to go into it not doing it because you think you can get something on the back end. You go into it generally because you want to help others. That's partly what I do with this podcast, right? I want to help others. Now, will it come back in time? Probably. That's not why I do it. I want to give back. I want to help others. I wish I had this to listen to when I started out. And if you constantly go and looking for what's good for you, that's not going to lead to a life of fulfillment, a life of purpose, a rich life. It's just not. All right, everybody. I just wanted to share this with you. I came across Charlie Munger's speech and it just really hit home, because pursuing your goals, it's not just, there's obviously a financial component and it's a big one, but it's not just about that. You want to feel fulfilled at the end of the day, and acting in the way that we just listed out will not lead to a life of fulfillment, of purpose, of passion. It just will not. So do your best. I know no one's perfect. I'm definitely not perfect, but do your best to stray away from these tendencies. All right, everybody. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you, so we can create the lives of our dreams. We can all make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.